7th District Congressman Tim Walberg joins us on the line. Let's talk a little about the continuing debate over the proposed raise in the minimum wage. And over in the Senate, it didn't get out of the committee that they were looking for it to get out of. Debbie Stabenow says it's not dead yet, that they're going to try to push this through. What is the talk over on the House side of things, and what is the status of this in the House?
Well, the status is waiting for the Senate. I think you've been around politics enough to understand that at some points in time, you've got to have a good faith effort shown by the other House. And we've sent over 200 jobs bills to encourage the economy to get beyond minimum wage, to give people a chance to make choices about where they work, what they earn, and have more opportunities because of a growing economy. And the Senate won't take up those bills, including the Skills Act that would give specific training opportunities for our people here in Michigan to be certified, trained for jobs that are in the real world that are going wanting. About 70,000 jobs in Michigan right now are without a person filling that job. And the main reason is they're not certified and trained for it. And so we need to encourage that. The Senate won't take that up. But we find out now that the Senate won't even take up a minimum wage bill when a push comes to shove. And you're hearing even a number of Democrats are saying, we need to get off of this thing. It's not a good picture of us trying to promote a minimum wage, that even when we do it, it will not provide a living wage opportunity for the people who are making a new minimum wage. Sure, it'll increase their earning, but then prices will go up, the cost of living will go up, and these people will be basically in the same situation they were supposedly leaving. And so that's the issue, and so it is interesting to hear. Even Democrat senators now, behind the scenes, Democrat House members in the locker room in the morning, I hear them whispering amongst each other that these issues are going nowhere because they don't provide the answers to the people back in the district of a growing economy, opportunity, and the American dream feasibility.
What are you hearing direct feedback from the businesses, business leaders in the 7th District about this proposed hike in the minimum wage?
Well, we're hearing a lot. We're hearing a lot, especially from those people that do have workers on the workforce that make around the minimum wage. You're talking about the fast food places, for instance. They're primarily restaurants and fast food places are the places where minimum wage is often the case. In this state, it's $7.40 an hour or above, but close to it. They're saying if you move it to $10.10 an hour, for instance, it's going to cost jobs. We are right at the point right now. Ken, you've probably been in restaurants where you can use your iPad now to order. That could simply take the place of more employees if a small business owner, a franchise owner, for instance, at a convenience food place, were to be required to pay at a level that they frankly don't have the income to pay more employees at, or even the present employees. Now you go to an iPad situation where you order yourself and you pick it up at the counter, there'll be less people serving you. And that's not a good thing for people who need a job, especially high schoolers and college students that are trying to make an income for their educational experience and for the opportunity of learning and growing in a workforce environment that will lead them to the future when they experience the training, education to get the job that they want. So it will have tremendous negative impact. And for this administration to posture around it, for one of our governor candidates in the state to posture around it, when in fact, in the long run, and even in the short run, it is not going to help the economy, and it's not going to grow opportunity for people to have a growing wage that meets their needs and the needs of their families that they take on in the future.
All right, real quick, another thing we talked about a couple of weeks ago was raising that cap of the which went down to 30 hours to declare full-time, which would give someone insurance benefits, to get it back to that 40-hour number. Where does that stand right now?
That sits over in the Senate, one of those 200 bills. That we have passed, trying to deal with the needs. And this was, you know, there are Democrats out there that say Republicans should just accept the fact that the Affordable Care Act is law and quit trying to repeal it and replace it. If there is a problem, then try to fix that problem. Well, this is one of the problems. This has cost jobs already for lots of people because when the employer was mandated that now full-time means 30 hours or more and not 40 hours or more, all of a sudden, people who are working 36 hours part-time are moved down to 26 hours, 28 hours, in order to stay under that 30-hour requirement, because just by saying it, as the president has said, and claiming it to be the experience doesn't mean that that company can afford to cover all of their present employees with the insurance that this would mandate, especially the part-time employees. So we put it back to 40 hours, sent that to Senate, and they refused to take it up to this point, and it's one man holding up, and that's Harry Reid, who has held up all those 200-plus bills from even having action on it. And Ken, as you and I have talked before, we're not asking them to agree with us. We're asking them to debate it, to amend it, send it back. There's a process by which we go called the conference committee where we hammer out a compromise and then send it on to the president if we can for signing. So if they would at least do that, we could have a debate in this country that will decide in majority, House, Senate, Republican, Democrat, what we need to do and at least move something forward. And that's the challenge we're facing right now with a Senate Majority Leader that just simply says no.
All right, Congressman, thanks. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk soon, all right?
And we'll look forward to being in your neck of the woods on Monday with a town hall in Jonesville and other things in Branch and Hillsdale counties.
All right, great. Thanks. Bye-bye now. That is 7th District Congressman Tim Walberg with us this morning.